This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, May 30th, brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. On Drive Time today, we preview this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers featuring former Secretaries of Agriculture Dan Glickman and Republican Mike Johanns. And we feature comments from the upcoming AgriPulse Open Mic podcast featuring House Agriculture Committee Ranking Member Angie Craig of Minnesota. Kansas Democrat Dan Glickman says U.S. agriculture is dealing with a lot of uncertainty today.
The total uncertainty about everything. From day to day, we don't know what's going to happen about tariffs. We don't know what's going to happen about a farm bill. And our national government does not seem to be working all that well to come to conclusion. And then we have this horrendous national debt that this bill, this big, beautiful bill, increases rather dramatically.
Ranking Member Craig says Trump tariffs are adding to the industry's uncertainty.
Right now, tariff whiplash is causing a lot of uncertainty in farm country and in the manufacturing, retail, and energy sectors. And my concern is this time around, our producers went into this new administration in a lot different shape than they went into the first Trump administration.
Glickman is certainly no fan of tariffs, saying they threaten the lifeblood of U.S. farm income.
I thought they hurt agriculture very dramatically. I mean, we have to export roughly 30, 35, 40% of our products because we don't consume any more than about 60% of aggregate farm products in our country. So if we don't export, we're in deep trouble. And so I think the tariffs that were announced were not well thought out. That hit agriculture particularly hard. The president made some sort of a statement where he said, well, our farmers will love being able to develop U.S. markets and won't have to rely on export markets. Well, that's ridiculous.
Glickman says the move to reconciliation to approve a farm bill in the House with significant cuts to the SNAP program has eroded the traditional farm and nutrition coalition.
Number one is that the Congress will always be responsive to farmers, farm policy, commodity programs, crop insurance. I think that the record is clear that there's pretty good support about it. But if farmers are worried about will there be another farm bill this year or next year, wherever, they should be worried because we haven't passed one in now a few years. I'm frankly not very optimistic we're going to see a farm bill. This may be the farm bill. I mean, even though it doesn't deal with all the titles of the other historic farm bill.
Mike Johanns has little doubt that the Senate reconciliation plan will be much different than the House version.
On one hand, you've got people saying, look, there's not enough deficit reduction, and that's probably led by Ron Johnson, although there's others who are a part of that. He says he's got enough senators that are singing off that same hymnal that he can stop this bill. There's the issue right there. How do they give more deficit reduction? So I think there's got to be some changes there.
Johanns says there's a whole lot of farm in the House reconciliation bill.
The focus tends to be on the reference prices. They were increased pretty well across the board. A lot of commodities will be positively impacted by that. You've got a whole host of other provisions in there. That piece of the reconciliation bill kind of reads like a farm bill, if you want to be perfectly candid about it. So it looks to me like the coalition broke up. I think Chairman Thompson said, look, this is the only train leaving this station, so I've got to get on top of this and try to get some things done through reconciliation.
Craig is critical of the administration's observation of the U.S. economy and the outlook for U.S. agriculture.
You can smell that the manure a mile away. You know what we are saying here. And what my producers want is they want markets. They don't want, you know, government programs except for as a safety net. They don't want across-the-board tariffs that are taking away export market.
Newsmakers is available now at AgriPulse.com and Open Mic with Angie Craig. Posts on Sunday afternoon. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Grow faster with Ohio's end-to-end value chain. The suppliers, customers, distribution, and talent needed to scale your food business are ready to grow with you in Ohio. Visit us today at jobsohio.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.